With a little bit of delay, I welcome you sincerely to a new podcast episode. That was not my intro. I welcome you to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. That's actually what I wanted to say. It took me a little bit longer to produce this episode because I was very busy yesterday, and that's what this episode is all about. As you can tell by the title, yesterday, my very first art exhibition, solo art exhibition, took place, and I am so happy and tired and, yeah, just overall excited for everything because it was a really lovely experience. I want to thank everyone who came around and who was part of it. It was very moving to see so many people come in whom I've met throughout my life. So there were a lot of people I obviously know, friends and family members, and it was just wonderful to have so many people view my art and get so much positive feedback on it. And so how did the exhibition look? Obviously, in this podcast, I can only describe it. I can't show you the pictures, but if you want to see more, you can go to my Instagram. It's World of Fila. Yeah, so I showed 9 pieces that were all individuals. And the funny thing about the title of my exhibition, which is Unicate or Unicate, is actually that there is a double meaning behind it. So the first meaning is the one that you are probably reading, like Unicate, which is a little word play with my name and uni. So it reminds me of the time I went to uni and where most of the pieces were actually created. So I didn't create them at uni, they were created during that time. And I studied quite a lot, so it was a fitting title. And the second meaning is the German word Unikate, which stands for individual pieces that are special. That's kind of why I called the exhibition the way I called it. And I showed very different pieces that all went together really well, I'd say. I had a watercolor, a collage, and 7 drawings. And the way that I view art and make art is a lot about craftsmanship. It's a lot about being very detail-oriented and creating intricate pieces that really take a lot of time. The main piece is from my new series that's about women in fairy tales and myths. And it was really the piece that attracted the most attention, I would say, because it was the biggest but also the most complex one, with a lot of details and 100 hours of work that went into it and into creating it. So I was very happy to see that so many people liked it, and because it was the newest piece that I had finished about 2 weeks ago, so it was very fresh. It was just great to see that I'm on the right path doing that and also putting women into focus of the art. The other pieces were also very dear to my heart. Some of them were created as early as 2012, but also I had my icon series where I portrayed icons from pop culture like David Bowie, Prince, or John Lennon. And I'm so happy to see that so many people liked the pieces and my work. And sometimes I feel like realism doesn't have a place in art anymore because what you see is so abstract and so colorful that sometimes this process of drawing a lot of details and drawing in the first place as a medium isn't really seen as art or isn't as popular as other mediums or forms of art. But I think, and that is the final word, so to say, to close this episode, is really just focus on what your heart wants and focus on the things that flow out of you naturally, because you have certain ideas for a reason. And even though the zeitgeist is a little different, let's put it that way, doesn't mean that you have to go with it. You know, sometimes you're ahead of your time and that's totally fine. And I think it's important to listen to your heart and your intuition and your creativity and God's voice that wants to guide you in the right direction. So yeah, I would just say focus on yourself, and that goes with everything in life. You know, it doesn't have to be limited to art. It's really, if you feel like something is right for you, then just do it and go for it. And of course, you shouldn't harm other people, but I'm just saying that if you have a wish or a dream in your heart and mind, then you should definitely do everything to accomplish it. And I think this was a first step in my career as an artist, and I'm very happy about that. I'm so excited for everything that's about to come. And yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. Make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening, and I will catch you next week on time. Stay tuned. Bye.